And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. More work is coming to the inner dispersal loop. The Oklahoma Transportation Commission approved a $31 million contract yesterday. Oklahoma Department of Transportation Executive Director Tim Gatz says the project includes pavement and bridge rehabilitation on the east leg.
This is the fourth and final leg of the downtown highway loop, and it'll be a full-depth pavement reconstruction. We began working on the IDL in 2009 as part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the stimulus program that came into being in 2009.
Tulsa-based Sherwood Construction will perform the work on the east leg of the IDL. They could start this summer. A bid report has the project lasting almost 2 years. ODOT is asking drivers to prepare for the spring and summer construction season. Chief Engineer Brian Taylor says slow down, put down your phone, and don't follow too closely as you drive through work zones.
In fact, there will be nearly 270 highway work zones, along with numerous temporary maintenance work zones statewide throughout summer. This work is critical to maintain and improve our highway and interstate infrastructure and bridges.
Taylor also recommends checking your route for construction projects before hitting the road by visiting ODOT.org or OKTraffic.org. According to ODOT, there have been more than 7,700 crashes in work zones over the past 5 years, resulting in almost 1,400 injuries and 83 deaths. The Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust, or TSET, will help OSU with a new rural physician residency program. Director of Programs Jonas Mata says TSET is committing $2.4 million to the program, with OSU and Stillwater Medical Center covering the rest of the $6.1 million total.
It's going to span 3 years, 5 residents per year, or a total of 15 residents at the end of 3 years. The TSET funding, our funding, will pay for resident salaries and other expenses of the program.
The residency program will start July of next year. TSET has discussed with OSU the possibility of requiring rural residents to commit to practicing in a rural or underserved community when they finish the program. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.